lot of people spend a lot of their time imagining how good life would be if only this or if only that. In fact, you can spend your whole life living that way until finally you wake up and realize, hey, we're supposed to bloom where we've been planted. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to the program. Today we're going to take a look at your little patch, your little neck of the woods, as it were, from a different perspective. This week, as we've been standing on the threshold of yet another new year, we've been taking a look at the newness that God brings when we decide to have a real relationship with Him. We're made up of body, soul and spirit, you and I. Not in three nice little separate boxes, but instead each one so tightly coupled with the others to make up who we are. And where religion fails time and time again to meet the needs of the whole person, a real relationship with God, the God who created us in the very first place, created us in His image to have a deep and wondrous relationship with Him, that deep relationship brings real refreshing. And this time of year, I think that's important. In fact, I think it's important 365 days a year, but especially as we look forward to this new year. Do you know, there's one thing that I think that we get wrong sometimes. We imagine somehow that refreshing, that a new start comes when our circumstances change. I know things will get better if only I can get rid of this person out of my life. If only I could change jobs or find a decent wife or husband or get that pay increase that I really need. Then things will be better. But sometimes, in fact, oftentimes, that's not the case at all. We've seen that on the programs over this week. Sometimes what God really means is for us to bloom right where we've been planted. I want to share a story with you today because this whole idea of running away from the things we don't like in our lives isn't something I'm up on my little pulpit preaching to you about. It's something that we all go through, me included. And learning this lesson of blooming right where we're planted, for me at least, it's never been an easy one to learn. Probably because I grew up in the very first disposable generation. The first generation whose parents could take a pill not to have us. The first generation where packaging and cups and plates and knives and forks and spoons and all sorts of stuff became disposable. I grew up in the generation where people stopped darning their socks. Instead, we just throw them out now and buy new ones. I grew up in the generation where people started en masse disposing of their marriages, the one relationship that meant to last a lifetime. I grew up in the generation where instead of holding down the same job for a lifetime, people began to move jobs every 2 or 3 years. I grew up in the generation where, in fact, not just jobs were changed, it's quite common now for people to change their careers. And I'm also a product of this society in which I've grown up. A society that's moved away from the permanent to the transient, from commitment to variety, from valuing loyalty to valuing adaptability. We value different things. We can do different things. Technologies that cost a fortune a few years ago have become commodities today. I remember my first transistor radio. All my Christmases had come at once. Wow! Today, we're taught to change our mobile phones about as often as we change our clothes. Technologies have become adaptable when we change our moods. We can have different coloured covers for our mobile phones. Even one card that's out there on the market that comes with different coloured panels so you can change them when your mood changes. I mean, can you believe that? What I want, when I want it. That's what we're taught. And the more we swallow that stuff, the more it becomes a part of us. So back to the story I wanted to tell you before I started rabbiting on. Before I became a Christian, I used to go through relationships like changing socks. See, here was the deal. I was at the centre of the universe. It was my way or the highway. If you didn't suit me, I'd get rid of you. As a friend, as someone I worked with, or if something that I was involved in didn't suit me, I'd just walk away. I don't like this, don't like that, no problem. Just ditch the people or the organisation or the activity or whatever it was. Then I became a Christian and not some religious nut, not into religion much at all, actually. I just started getting involved with Jesus, started attending a church, and what I discovered was that God wasn't so keen for me to ditch people when they didn't suit me. In fact, more and more, He led me to hang in there with people when they were dead set pains in the neck. Of course, you understand, I'm never a pain in the neck. Fortunately, I'm perfect and the world revolves around me. Right. More and more, God grew me in this sense that instead of changing people like socks, instead of changing my circumstances or my situation or my job or whatever, God's plan was actually for me to bloom right where he'd planted me. Can I tell you something? That was a real revelation. And it's always a difficult lesson for me to learn. You know why? Because it requires sacrifice. It requires me not just to tolerate other people begrudgingly, it requires me to love them with a good heart. Because unless I do, I don't bloom, I wither. Have a listen to Psalm 92, beginning at verse 12. The righteous will flourish like the palm tree and grow like a cedar in the Lebanon. They are planted in the house of the Lord. They flourish in the courts of our God. They are planted and then they flourish. The palm tree, the cedar tree. See, they don't go racing around from one place to another. They plant. They get planted. They stay in one spot. Then they flourish. Where? In the house of the Lord. What is the house of the Lord? God's people, God's family. And you know what? Like any family, they're not always going to get on. No doubt, there are times when we do change jobs or careers or churches or whatever. It's happened a handful of times in my life. But you know, most of the time, my hunch is God wants to plant us where he wants to plant us. And he wants us to flourish, to bloom right where he has planted us. I love that word flourish. It's such a rich word. It's such an abundant word. So many people spend so much time dreaming about tomorrow and what life would be like if only this or if only that. Isn't that right? But all you and I have today is today. And God wants us to flourish in it. Flourish means to bud, to sprout, to shoot, to bloom, new growth, flowers, seeds, fruit. Do you get it? Flourish is a fabulous word. And the way you flourish isn't by racing around here and there. The way you flourish is by putting your roots down. Now, you and I are going to flourish differently. We have different gifts. You and I produce different fruits. But flourish is exactly what God wants for you and for me. And that means sometimes he's going to prune us, pruning hers. Jesus said, I am the true vine. My Father is the vine grower, and he removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. But every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes to make it bear more fruit. I just felt to share this with you today. Maybe instead of running away from the things we're struggling with, maybe this year is the year that we trust God and stay just where we are and we flourish. See, running away never works. 99% of the time, the real problem's in us. That's why God prunes us, and that hurts. But when we let him prune us, all of a sudden, we flourish. And that's so rich, so abundant, so satisfying to have loved the people who mistreated us. Maybe it's time to stop dreaming and just get about the business of flourishing. Flourishing right where God has planted us. Love sharing the gospel with as many people as possible so they can experience a real and tangible relationship with God. So before I go, I'd like to tell you about our free daily devotional to help you be all that God made you to be. It's called Fresh. Each day you'll receive a powerful scripture verse together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement. And the best news is that it's completely free and delivered right to your inbox each and every day, where you can choose to read, listen, or even watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. It's God's Word fresh for you each day. To receive your free devotional, just jump onto the website freshdevotional.org. You'll see the Fresh e-devotional sign up right there for you. As a bonus, I'll also send you a free copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? So head across to the website and sign up to receive Fresh. I pray that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through his word. That web address again, in case you missed it, is freshdevotional.org. I'm Bernie Diamond. Catch you again, same time Monday, with a different perspective.